So in the books of John, chapters 14 and 15, Jesus offers words of hope, promise, and guidance. And these chapters are part of Jesus' farewell speech. And he prepares them for the times to come, promising the presence of the Holy Spirit and the importance of abiding in him. And these profound teachings are to strengthen our faith and to transform our daily lives. So let's look at John 14, 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I'm going. And then there's Thomas. Lord, we don't know where you're going, so how can we know the way? I'm sure that all of us would have went that. We're like, what are you talking about? But Jesus answered, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
Amen.
Woo, come on. Because I think the disciples were confused. They were lost. But we see he is risen. Doesn't that give you comfort?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he came back to life again for us. Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Because if you're reading your Bible, you're looking at the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is looking towards the cross. But then when you read the New Testament, we're looking back at the cross. So we have hope and a different perspective than the Old Testament did. Because we're looking at something that has already happened. He is risen. Woo! After the resurrection, so Jesus hung around after the resurrection, but just randomly showing up, letting him know that he was still alive. So, let's look at John 20, 16 through 18. So this is Mary. She's at the tomb. She's going to anoint him. She's got all the spices. She's got all the stuff. She's going there and she's going to anoint him. And when she gets there, she turned toward him and cried out in Aramaic, Rabboni, which means teacher. Jesus said, do not hold on to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. Go instead to my brothers and tell them, I am ascending to the Father, to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene went to the disciples with the news, I have seen the Lord. And she told them that she had said that he had said these things to her. So she sees Jesus and then she runs off. Jesus, you think Jesus was like, oh, okay, sure. Because she just took off and went to see the disciples and then he just kind of disappeared. But on that same day, he appeared to two of the disciples who were just cruising along to Emmaus. He just kind of sidled up next to him and said, hey, what you guys talking about? I'm not going to read that because it's really long. And I know you guys don't have all day. But he's just walking along with them to Emmaus going, hey, guys, what are you talking about? And then he starts reciting all these things in the Gospels about himself. And they didn't recognize them. Him until They're like, come on in, have dinner with us. They sit down, they break bread. And then he opens their eyes. So Jesus was just kind of hanging around, just popping in here, popping in there, just showing up to people. And what did they do? They ran to tell the other disciples. So they took off. Jesus was like, okay, you go tell those other guys that I am alive and I am here. And then what did Jesus do? He showed up in a locked room. Just kind of like, hey, dude, what's up? Yeah, they were in a locked room. So in John 20, on the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, why were they afraid of the Jewish leaders? They just crucified Jesus. So they were kind of scared. Jesus came and just kind of stood among them and said, hey, peace be with you. Now the other disciples are like, wait, we just saw him out on the road back there. And now he's like, boom, here I am. I just find it really, really cool that Jesus just kind of like, hey, here I am. He just kind of shows up. Hey guys, what's up? After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you. And with that, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Whoo! Yeah. He breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. Wow. That had to be something. I mean, like right now, my heart is just racing. Whew. So he gave him the promise of the Holy Spirit. So let's read in John 14. If you love me, keep my commands. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. Wow. He's in us. Wow. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Before long, the world will not see me anymore, but you will see me. Because I live, you also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in my Father, you are in me, and I am in you. Boo!
Yeah.
That's awesome. Whoever has my commands and keeps them is the one who loves me. The one who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love them and show myself to them. All this I have spoken while still with you. But the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. Awesome. Peace I leave with you. Hello? Is that you, Jesus? Hello. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. That's pretty cool. Do not be afraid. So Jesus promises to send the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who will teach us and remind us, his disciples, we are his disciples, of everything that Jesus has said. Because I know when we read Jesus' words and we hear those words, ooh, it penetrates our heart. Because we know it's his words that he's speaking to us. And we have that available to us every day. The Holy Spirit is with us every day. You can look around you today and see where the presence of the Holy Spirit is working. Whew, yeah? He's working in all of us. But you have to listen to what he's saying and walk in it as he guides us. Because he will guide us. You just got to listen. Sometimes I have to stop and go, is that you, Lord, or was I just thinking to myself? Because when you invite Jesus to come and live in your life, it is not a one and done thing. It's like, okay, I got Jesus, I'm just going to move along. No, it's not a one and done thing. You are a changed person. He has changed you inside, and he also changed me on the outside. I was hard and crass. He had to soften me and peel off all that hard exterior that I had built up on myself through all the years of walking in the world. But he will change you physically on what happens when you invite Jesus to be in your life. And he has changed you into something completely new. And here we go with my favorite scripture. Therefore, nope, back up, Carol. Oh, wait a minute, we forgot to go through the pictures. Wait a minute, back up, Carol. I was jumping the gun. Did you look through all those pictures? That's what happened. That's the Holy Spirit. Look at this. That's what happened last week. I got some pretty good pictures, didn't I? Look at that. That is the Holy Spirit working in this place. Woo! Come on, yeah. So you see those guys? They invited Jesus to live in their life. They died to the world, and they are new. Is that cool? Go back to her picture, Carol. Go back. There we go. Look at that face. That is a new life. That is God doing something. She's sitting here crying right now.
Should be a dry eye
of the house. Woo! Yeah, come on. Was that cool? He can do that in your life. And he does every day. Okay, now, Carol, we can go to my favorite scripture. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Anytime I ever worked with anybody in recovery and they accepted Jesus, this is what I read to them. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, a new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. All this is from God who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. Woo! And he has committed us to the message of reconciliation. Yeah? Yep. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. You're ambassadors. Yep. Ambassadors are pretty important. Yep. If you have an ambassador that goes to another country, that guy has some serious respect. We are ambassadors. as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Bam! Mic drop! Jesus and the Holy Spirit will be in everything we do. You just have to walk with it. He helps us when we're weak. He helps us walk through the times where we struggle and intercedes for us. That's pretty cool when you step back and go, whoa, that was me. Now this is me. And he's walking with us. He intercedes for us. He goes before us. So in Mark it says, just say whatever is given you at the time, for it is not you speaking, but the Holy Spirit. Don't think about what you're going to say. Just let the Holy Spirit speak through you. Sometimes it takes a little work after you're coming out of the world. But in Romans 8, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through groanings that cannot be uttered. He speaks for us when we don't know what to say. And he who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Wow. That's pretty cool. So now, here's Jesus popping up again. You know that story. It's the story of where the guy, Peter's like, all right, what are we going to do now? I guess we'll go back to fishing. So he goes out. Come on, guys. You guys come with me. We're going to go out and we're going to fish. So what happens? They're not catching anything. And Jesus just happened to be on shore. He's like, hey, guys, throw your net over to the other side and you'll catch fish. And what happened?
Wow.
Woo! The big catch came in. And when John said, it is the Lord, what did Peter do? He jumped out of the boat. He's like, Lord, Lord, it's you. Of course, Peter, who was impetuous and did everything that I probably would do. No. And then what does Jesus do? Hey, I'm cooking breakfast. Come on over. He's like, he's just hanging out. He's like, hey, give me some of your fish. Let's cook you some breakfast. So by this time, this is the third time that he just like, boop, I'm here. How cool is that? Because I think that happens in our lives all the time. We just have to look up and see that he's like, I'm there. When you're talking to somebody at the gas station. When we're at a motorcycle event and somebody's crying, somebody's having struggles, we're praying for somebody, somebody you meet somewhere. He's just like, hey, I'm here. Is that cool? We have him. He's my little pop-up doll. We're going to.
You get a Jesus and you get a Jesus.
And if you want, you can have a little Jesus. Okay, I want to look at the next one because I think it's so touching. Whew. When Jesus reinstates Peter. Now remember, Peter denied him three times. Peter's like, you know, before that he's like, I'll go anywhere with you, Lord, I'll do it all. And then somebody said, you know this guy? He's like, I don't know this guy. He denied him three times. Oof. So let's go to John. When they had finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, he said, you know that I love you. Jesus said, feed my lambs. Again, Jesus said, Simon, son of John, do you love me? He answered, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. And Jesus said, take care of my sheep. The third time he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, do you love me? He said, Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you. And Jesus said, feed my sheep. Wow. I mean, he's talking to Peter that denied him three times. So no matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, Jesus still sees you and says, come on. He reinstated Peter after something that was pretty bad. And he reinstated him. Is that the coolest thing? And that's what he does to us. When we accept him into our lives to rule and reign, he reinstates us in who he is. And that, my friends, is what he has called us to do. What did he say to you? Feed my sheep. So when he was hanging on the cross, this word was on the cross, tetelestai. It is finished. Your debt was paid in full at the cross. The word Jesus spoke before he died was, it is finished. And translated in English of the Greek word, tetelestai. So this word was a word that was used in a business context on ancient Greek receipts to indicate a literal debt had been paid in full. It was also used in the judicial system. In a court, when a sentence was fully and completely served. And then the word tetelestai was also used in a military context, meaning that the battle had been won. Woo! Yeah. It was a word of triumph. It was a word of victory. Yep. Wow. When Jesus hung on the cross and said to tetelestai, he was declaring the debt of your sin has been fully paid. The judgment of your sin has been fully served. And the spiritual war against sin and Satan has been completely won in Christ. Woo! Yeah! The work of salvation, sin, and reconciliation and a new life is fully yours. It is finished. This is another one of my favorite scriptures. I'm like Kenny. This one's my favorite. See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands. Ooh. Your walls are ever before me. Those palms that had nails in them, that were nailed to the cross, have your name written on them. And your walls are ever before me. Wherever you go, he has got your name written on his palm, and he's going before you. Wow. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. So that describes the fruit of the Spirit that is manifest in your lives. So what is that fruit? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That is the fruit of our lives and walking with Jesus. Sometimes we don't adhere to all of those, and it does happen in spurts. So that fruit, how does that fruit get pollinated? The Word of God. As long as we continue to study in the Word, that fruit that is in us will be pollinated. Like honeybees, we are the pollinators of the earth. Peter's like, when I was doing this, he's like, where are you going with the honeybees? So the Word of God is like pollen on the legs of a honeybee. You know what honeybees do? They are the pollinators of the earth. They fly to this flower and leave a little pollen. They fly to this flower and leave a little pollen and leave a little pollen here. So we're honeybee disciples. I like that. I like being a honeybee. Everywhere we go, spreading the Word of God, there's that little bit of pollen that's left somewhere. You don't have to have scripture memorized, like Pastor Kenny. Somewhere in the Bible it says.
Google it.
But our lives are changed, and we are a living example of that. And of what God can do. Through these poor, frail people that we are. He can do a lot of things through us. Great things are done by a series of small things brought together. All those little tiny things in your life brought you to today. And you look back on those things, and that was God directing your life to you being here today. You can make a difference. Sometimes we don't think we can, but all it takes is just one little tiny kind word, one touch. That's all it takes. And the only way we know it's working is you start walking. You just got to get out there. You got to start walking. Now walk in it. It is finished. And he is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Now go. Yeah. I'm calling the worship team up here because I want to have one last song.
Do that one? This is
No, I want you to do What a Beautiful Name.
Okay.
Change my mind.
Okay. You're welcome.
I'm going to pray for you, and when we're done with this song, there's going to be some of us up here that you can come up, you can get prayer, or you can do it during the song if you want to. But then I think Deborah's got some delicious stuff out there to eat.
Kenny.
Oh, it's Kenny.
Sure.
Ken's chili. Ooh, come on. Y'all might be in trouble. Well, Lord, we just come before you today. We thank you and praise you for all the precious things that you have done in our lives to bring us to this day. Father, I pray that you would walk with each one of us, that we would walk away from here with a quickened step, that we'd be able to walk in what you have given us. Because what happened in our old life, it is finished. And we are walking new in you because you are risen. We just thank you and praise you, Jesus.